And just like that, it's another edition Wednesday morning from the Smith & Wesson booth, the SHOT Show 2018 in the Sands Convention Center. This time, Tony Mealy. You're the head of the Performance Center. Do I have that right?
You do.
Okay, awesome. We are here to talk about a couple of offerings from the Performance Center that are very interesting. They're both 686 revolvers. We've got two of them here with us because, for those of you who are watching on the internet, you know it's a video podcast as well as an audio podcast, but they are both 686s. Tony, take me through.
Yeah, so the first one we're looking at here, John, is a 4-inch version, really geared towards your IDPA shooters,
sure.
Okay? Vented barrel, lightens the barrel up a little bit. You got an unfluted cylinder, moves the weight back towards your hand, gives you much nicer balance. What's really unique about those, this quick-release Performance Center thumb piece.
You bet.
Okay, so, you know, the average shooter shooting a gun, after they get done shooting their stage, they got to roll that gun to get to the thumb piece. This new version, so once you're shooting, you just reach up. Thumbs
boom,
right
just
on the
like
thumb
that.
Piece. Quick reloads.
I mean, those extended thumb releases are typically aftermarket add-ons that guys are doing and have been doing in I-Corps competition, not legal for IDPA. This, because it's done in the factory, is legal for SSR competition in IDPA.
That's correct.
That's amazing. And that, admittedly, on my part, was a mistake that I made when I first saw this gun. I thought, oh, you're not going to be able to use this in IDPA. What's this for? I was wrong in that. Because it's fitted at the factory, and I'm reiterating myself right now, because the Performance Center put this gun together with that particular cylinder release, by the rules of IDPA, it is legal. And that is a breakthrough. No other manufacturer is doing anything like that.
So that's going to make it just that much quicker for you to do your reloads. You know, it's going to make it really a competition gun that these people are going to want to buy.
That's really, really cool. And that's in the 4-inch with the 6-shot. That's 357, 38 plus P or 38, whatever you're going to load for your competition gun. But also perfectly reliable and viable personal defense gun.
Right. You know, Hogover multi-grip.
Sure.
Performance Center action.
Yep.
Expect about a 3.5-pound single action trigger pull or about a 10-pound double action trigger pull out of both of these guns.
Yeah.
So the variation that you're holding, John, is the 5-inch version, okay? Once again, does have the vented rib,
right.
Performance interaction, quick-release thumb piece, but it's a 7-shot, so
yes.
It's the plus.
7-shot is an interesting choice and one that I asked you about yesterday on the Facebook Live video. Why 7?
Okay, so I-Corps, typically 6-round stages. If you drop a round,
right.
You have the extra round, you can pick it up.
And we've seen that happen. Let me show the people this just for comparison. There's the 4-inch. And above is the 5-inch. How you like that, video podcasting? It's an interesting thing that we've seen before in competition on the show is perhaps a light strike or a bad primer in a round, and a guy has to click all the way through all of the rounds in the cylinder to try to get that shot off again.
Right.
And in this instance, and you're at the height of competition now, you're bang, 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 click. You know you've shot 5. Number 6 was a click. You know you've got 7 as a backup. And there's no reason, as long as you don't touch off 7 from a cylinder, to have to dump it out. I mean, yeah. There is no harm, no foul, as long as you only shoot 6 out of each cylinder. That would be an excellent choice, I think, for Bianchi Cup competition,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where it's the end of the world if you have a light strike or a clicker.
Right.
Not that we're going to be having an issue with light strikes here, but the real problem would be a bad primer.
Right.
Amazing stuff from the Performance Center. We've got other new things from the Performance Center. We've got a compact 1911 in 9mm. We showed the people that yesterday in the Facebook Live. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's really cool. So scantium frame, scantium rare earth metal mixed in with aluminum makes that aluminum that much tougher.
Right.
Round butt. And what's really nice about it is the fact that you can manipulate that slide really easy. So if you have a problem with 1911, you know, check this gun out at a store. You can see how easy it is to rack. Nobody's going to have a problem with it.
That's an amazing outfit because typically those compact 1911s rely on a really heavy recoil spring. There's not a lot of mass left in the slide to make things work. We've redesigned that here, put Performance Center touches on it, and made a fantastic gun. For the people who might be interested in these 686s, these are shipping now.
Oh, yeah. They've been shipping for the last month. We actually introduced the guns at NASGW.
Yep.
Back in October,
okay.
And they've been shipping for the last couple months, so you will find them, here and there,
Okay. And if you have a Smith & Wesson dealer and they don't have one in stock at the moment you walk in. You can always have them order you one, and they're readily available.
Correct.
What's somebody going to have to be looking at coming off the hip to get into one of these 686s?
You're looking around $1,100 okay. MSRP.
Reasonable.
So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's a competition, right, guns, yeah. Competition-ready, performance-center-touched revolver. I mean, you know, you get what you pay for in all things in life. So I think that's a beautiful price. Anything I missed about the guns?
That's just about does it.
Awesome. Easy and painless on camera. Stay tuned to the social media feeds and the podcast for more from the 2018 SHOT Show.